Hey everyone, welcome to our next edition of Taking Stock. Super excited to welcome Amy Levine and Adoya Hidalgo to today's session, where we are going to dive into the topic of consumer engagement, right? So if we think about the last few years, we've seen a huge shift in consumer expectations. They're more digital than ever. They are communicating with brands across a number of platforms, from social media to apps to emails to text. And while none of this is new, brands aren't as ready for it as they should be, right? There's a huge disconnect between what consumers want and how companies are providing it. And the bridge between the two is often, you know, consumer engagement. So we are working with a lot of our clients to deploy consumer engagement strategies. And in our discussion today, we're gonna dive into it with Amy and Adoya. And we're going to first define what consumer engagement means if you're a consumer products company. Talk a little bit about why this is such a strategic imperative, then talk about some of the real kind of value associated with it, and then get a little bit more tactical in terms of strategies that companies should be deploying to do this effectively. So thanks for listening in. Enjoy the conversation, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Hey, all. Welcome to Taking Stock. Hi, Amy. Hi, Adoya. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Steve.
I'm doing well.
Hi, Steve.
Adoya, you are a friendly voice and familiar voice to our listeners. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
And Amy, this is your first time.
Yeah, excited to be part of it.
Level of excitement, nerves. How you feeling?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Adoya, you've got some familiarity with our listeners. Amy, talk a little bit about kind of your journey to Clarkston. So you came from industry. Talk a little bit about where you came from, because I think it provides some nice context for the topic today.
Sure. I spent about 20 years or so working in the consumer products industry with a dairy cooperative company called Cabot Creamery, and worked on brand strategy, marketing strategy, sales, consumer insights, heading up all the consumer engagement and shopper marketing and innovation as well. So excited to join the Clarkston world and bring all of those experiences to clients here.
Yeah, and I think another way of saying you are very, very well qualified to address the topics that we're going to hit upon today, as is Adoya certainly. And Adoya and I have chatted about this in the past. But we're going to talk about the topic of consumer engagement, which you both have heard me kind of pontificate about this in the past. There's a reason why consumer is in the consumer goods industry, right? And I think that you can't think about anything in terms of strategy without thinking about the consumer first. And I truly believe that one of the things that companies need to do to drive competitive advantage is making sure that the consumer is at the forefront of their strategy, but also that they're effectively engaging with consumers. And that's the topic that I want to drive into today, which was in and around consumer engagement. And it can mean so many different things to so many different companies. And I would love to hear your all's perspective. Maybe Amy, we'll start with you in terms of if we had to define consumer engagement from a consumer products perspective, where would you start?
Yeah, I think you hit on some of those pieces, Steve, in your opening, which is it really is about putting that consumer first and thinking about the relationship you as a brand or an organization has with the consumer. So it's not a one-off, hey, we did a study, we found out what we needed to know, and now we're going to go do our thing. It really is about having that engagement piece where it's an ongoing interactive relationship with your consumers where you're listening to them, you're learning from them, you're testing things with them, and really knowing and understanding what is the consumer looking for from your brand? What do they look for from the categories that you're selling in? And how can you help them to fill the needs and wants that they may have, some of which they might be able to articulate, some of which are more behavior-based. And really, if you're doing that across really holistically, consumer engagement crosses and has an impact on your entire organization. It's not just a marketing or a sales impact. It's really about your product development, your supply chain, your insights team. It's really wrapping all around the organization to think in a consumer-centric way.
Yeah, and Adoya, I'd love your perspective on that. And when, before kind of we pass it over to you, I would, my perspective, I think consumer products companies, historically, marketing divisions have always thought about the consumer. But to your point about kind of cross-functionally across sales and supply chain, most other processes or functional areas within a CPG organization have been trained to think about the customer. Right. You could argue that in a lot of ways, every other facet of the organization is meant to be customer centric in terms of how do I serve my retailer? And marketing has been more focused on the consumer. I think to your point, it's how to create that organizational wide focus on the consumer. Adoy, what are your thoughts building upon Amy's
Yeah,
commentary?
thank you both for those perspectives. I think what I really liked, Amy, is the word relationship that you used, because ultimately, I truly believe that that's really what consumer engagement means. It's not just trying to sell to a consumer, and it's not that transactional relationship, but it's really a true relationship of, how can companies create value in the overall journey that a consumer has with their product and the category for their product? How can they give more to the consumer? And as a result of that relationship, ultimately, of course, you do also want to still sell services or products, but how can you give more in that relationship than you take from that and truly engage with that consumer? And to your point, Amy, there really is that shift of looking at it cross-functionally and not looking at it just from a marketing perspective. And to your point, Steve, where companies used to maybe be more customer centric, how can you look at that overall relationship that you have with the consumer at all of the different touch points and translate that through to what that means for your business? And how can you be both customer centric but still have that end consumer in mind? And what does that mean for your supply chain operation, for your sales team? How can you make sure that that perspective is taken on both accounts? And I think one thing that has added to that is that traditionally, CPG companies and FMCG in particular has been very consumer centric, excuse me, in their insights, but maybe not as much in the overall company. And that's where DTC companies coming in that have been much faster have kind of forced companies to look at it. How can we be faster in that reaction to the consumer and look at it more holistically as well?
Yeah, I appreciate that call out, Adoy, because yes, I agree that one of the there's been so much disruption in the industry over the past 5 years, and a lot of that coming from smaller businesses who were born digital, who really their competitive advantage in the market is that direct engagement with consumers. And a lot of what we're seeing now is how do larger organizations adapt some of that similar mindset and processes. So let's maybe then transition to the how. I think we understand. Like we, I think we're aligned around the definition, and I think the why it is such a strategic imperative. I think we all understand that. If we think a little bit more tactically around what are some of the ways in which we've seen and/or would guide, and maybe Amy, we'll start with you here. What are some of the ways in which companies are effectively engaging with consumers and building out that strategy?
Yeah, it's a great point to think about. I think one of the key things to consider here is that your consumers are crossing the channels to go and shop or research or engage with brands in a lot of different channels. And so, again, a brand needs to think about what does that mean in terms of how I engage consumers? The same consumer could potentially be engaging with your brand at a mass merchandiser, at a grocery store, at a convenience store, on a Facebook page, on Amazon, and their needs in each of those occasions may look different, right? So you can't just put a one size fits all marketing stream in for any one channel. It's about understanding why that consumer is coming to that channel, what they're doing there, what they see in your product. So an example might be, let's say, Clif Bar, right? Somebody goes on into Costco to stock up, right? They're going to stock up on Clif Bars so they can put them in their backpack, take them to work, put them in their kids' lunch boxes. But that same person a week or so later is on the road traveling someplace and stops into a gas station and needs a snack. And they have a whole bunch of choices of different need state that they're in at that moment. And they may choose a Clif Bar in that moment as well. So the brand really understanding why a consumer is in that channel and what they're expecting from it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Amy. And I think, yeah, connecting with consumers where they are, right? Across those that omnichannel experience is critical. So I want to get your thoughts on another topic, which would be kind of personalization and why it is so important for understanding today's consumer, right? To ensure that you understand their unique needs. I like to refer to it as their unique value proposition, ensuring that you're able to connect with them in more of a one-on-one, personalized way. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, that's certainly very important. And, frankly, consumers have almost come to expect that today, that there is a certain degree of personalization and won't be as responsive to a one size fits all messaging. But of course, there does need to be a balance, because you don't want to go too personal either, because consumers are very concerned about their privacy. And so there's the right balance of, how do we get to know our consumer in a way, in a relationship that feels appropriate for your category and make it relevant for that consumer in that way. And so making sure that, as you're, particularly for brands that are broader and reach broader groups of consumers, to your point, Steve, what is that unique value proposition for your different groups of consumers? And how can you make sure that message gets across in the right channels, to Amy's point, both online as well as in the different offline channels as well?
And then when I think about personalization and unique value proposition to Adoya, I think about that emotional connection, right? And I think that is something that ultimately we as consumers want to feel that connection to the brands that we're purchasing and the brands that we're using. Talk a little bit about that, Amy, in terms of ways in which your consumer engagement strategy and tactics, why is it so important to create that emotional connection with your consumers, and what value could that drive for your brand and your business?
Absolutely. I think an emotional connection is key to the relationship component of the consumer engagement. To think that your connection to that consumer starts or ends with the purchase, is a mistake, because consumers are looking for a relationship and they want to know that they're having an impact on your decision making and that you're hearing them. In the best of worlds, somebody who's a consumer and buys a product, excuse me, can become an ambassador of your brand, right? They're going to tell other people, they're going to share their stories, maybe on social media, maybe just with friends. And you want to capitalize on the opportunity to have those brand ambassadors, those influencers out there talking about your brand in a positive way and getting more people into the franchise. And that activation. To do that, you want to tap into those emotional connections where people see your brand as something that they have a connection with emotionally, that's not just a product, but they're willing to talk about it because it hits on some other nerves for them. It means you've connected in a more deep way.
Yeah, and building off of that, I think one of the things that's really critical there is that it's not just messaging. It's not just about finding emotional benefits next to functional benefits for your products, but it's really about walking the talk. And how can you make sure that you really show that emotional relationship in everything that you do? If, as a brand or a company, you stand for certain values, how are you really showing that consumer that that's actually true and not just a message that you're bringing out to the consumer to really, walk the talk and be a true partner for your consumers in what you say you stand for as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Adoya. It has to be authentic. I think that has to drive this. You can't just create, and it involves some soul searching for a brand to understand what do you stand for. It doesn't always have to be serious. There are plenty of brands that are out there, and their messaging is about being fun, being a break. But you have to be authentic about who it is, and it has to feel real for you.
Yeah, I always think about my early days in consumer products, as I'm sure we all learned. We were schooled in P&G's two moments of truth, right? The point of purchase and the point of consumption, right? And a lot of consumer engagement is really, maybe you could argue it's that third moment of truth. I think, Amy, you talked about the idea of advocacy and or activation. It's what are you doing to ensure that there's that continual feedback loop? What does that mean for a CP company to ensure that, number one, that you've got the mechanisms and the capabilities in place to be able to listen to and incorporate what you're learning from your consumers back into your brand strategy, back into your innovation pipeline, back into your marketing strategy. Talk a little bit about what companies need to do, and maybe Adoya will kind of ask you first here, to ensure that they've got the capability to be able to effectively engage with consumers and listen to and activate some of what they're learning through that engagement.
Yeah, no, that's a really important part of it. Otherwise, you know, the strategies and it will never actually get executed. And I think two things that really come to mind that I would think of is, well, first of all, really the data for it and making sure you have, you know, the right touch points to engage with your consumer, that you're collecting the right data and that you're connecting with the teams internally to actually create insights out of that, and particularly connecting teams, because what we see is that sometimes there's silos in that, and that there may be more consumer data than companies even realize, but that we're not connecting the dots there. But the second thing I'd also want to mention is there is a bit of a shift for traditional CPG companies from being very brand centric to becoming more consumer centric in how they operate as well. And so sometimes there's a lot more of an overlap in their consumers than how it has been traditionally treated. And it has been siloed by brand or by category. And so making that shift as well of seeing the consumer data holistically for the organization versus separately for their brands and it being activated separately by brands, I think is another critical way to shift and connect the dots. Versus maybe, you know, traditionally thinking of it more from a brand management and separate brand perspective.
Yeah. And Amy is, go ahead, Amy, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would say, you know, part of it is ensuring that your teams and your systems allow for having those communications and having all of the parts of your organization understand the tactics and tools you have to help them think about consumers. So when I was working on innovation, for instance, and it was making sure that the supply chain teams and the operations teams that might be devising new ways of doing things that might have an impact on a product, to make sure that they knew we had these tools. We had an online community of 5,000 consumers that we could talk to at any time. And having those kinds of channels available for data and analytics so that you could say to somebody, look, this is going to take 48 hours and we'll have feedback. It's quick. It's not going to cost us any additional money. Bringing those barriers down so that it doesn't feel like taking the step to talk to consumers is going to add time and add money and slow down the decision making. It can actually speed it up, because you have real-time feedback instead of people sitting in a room debating each other about what they think is best. It's like, well, let's just ask consumers what they think and see what we get, so that we have something to go from. And that really helps. But it takes time to cross those different parts of the company to understand you have this resource and how can they use it. And that's where I think an insights team or a marketing team can really help to cross some of those barriers.
Yeah, and it gets
back.
Yeah, go ahead, Adoya.
No, I was just going to say that I love that. And it's really also that mindset shift that comes with it, that understanding, that change management of, you know, how can you connect with the consumer, and that indeed it doesn't necessarily need to be slower, but that it can actually be faster, and making sure that they understand that and helping teams to kind of cross that bridge.
Yeah, I think it's, I love that you call that mindset. And we talked about it earlier in the discussion. I think that companies, it's a bit of a shift, right? Where, you know, this is not just about what the brand needs and looking at innovation or marketing or sales strategy from the brand's perspective, truly putting the consumer needs first. That is one big takeaway for me. And the other is really thinking cross-functionally, right? And again, as we talked about earlier, what does consumer engagement, maybe we'll hit upon this in subsequent conversations, but what does consumer engagement mean from a supply chain perspective? What does consumer engagement mean from a customer service perspective? What is all the different facets of your business? If we have that shift in mindset, like you said, Adoya, how are we able to take advantage of a more effective consumer engagement strategy? Thank you both very much for the conversation. I enjoyed it. We are going to be having subsequent conversations with Amy and others to talk about other aspects of consumer engagement. over the next couple of weeks here. This was really just a primer, but appreciated you both sharing some of your perspectives. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Look forward to more.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right. As always, huge thank you to you all for listening, and shout out to Amy and Adoya for their participation and sharing their perspective. A lot of years of industry experience that they were able to tap into and sharing their thoughts around consumer engagement. Again, this is a critical imperative for consumer products companies, and I believe how they're going to compete and win in the market going forward. So looking forward to further discussions, as I mentioned in the pod. This is the first of a series of sessions that we're going to be hosting around consumer engagement. We should have one coming up here again in a couple of weeks, where we'll dive into some of the more specific tactics that companies are deploying. So thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon.